How many believe that God is intentional? Of course, that comes to mind, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You know, God does know what he's doing. Even if we don't believe that, he has everything under control. There's a word from the Lord today. I ask that you might get your Bibles and turn to the book of Amos. In the book of Amos, if you need to get your text out to find that, if you have certainly your electronic equipment, you can find it there as well. But it's the book of Amos, the book of Amos, one of the shorter books of the Old Testament. You can find that. Of course, we'll let you cheat a little bit as well. So we're going to begin at the 23rd verse, Amos 5:23. And it reads, "Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps." Verse 24, "But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "Justice for All." Justice for All. Not long after learning the Lord's Prayer in my home, when I got to school in first grade in Miss Frances Shelton Green's class, we had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And there we are, first graders, and we turned toward the flag in our classroom and we put our hands over our hearts and we recited those 31 words that ended with "justice for all." And what that means, as it represents the flag that we often revere, is that the flag is symbolic to our nation, symbolic to our freedom, and for justice. But beyond what I did in the classroom, beyond what I've done at any sporting event, you'll stand. But in my own home, I got to watch my father, James Tootin, and to think about his brother, Charles Tootin. They both served in World War II, and I'm always thankful for their service. And they fought in North Africa and in Italy. They fought for our freedom. They defended the flag. But when they got back home, in fact, before they got home, I was talking with my brother the other day. As soldiers, they came back to the United States of America. And before they could get back to Florida, there was an incident that was reminiscent of that time period. They stopped in North Carolina to get something to eat. At that time, on the Army bus, only the white soldiers could get off to eat. The black soldiers stayed on the bus, and food was brought to them. Again, justice for all. They faced discrimination then. When they got back home, there was always the risk of being lynched there in the 40s. But they took time to serve. And never was there a time in talking with my father when he was alive, except that he served his country. He and his brother served proudly for this country. But when I think about justice for all, we have not missed, what we've seen this week as we watch television, as we listen to radio, that what's taking place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can't breathe. We have seen the video. We've heard the sounds of Mr. Floyd. We know what's taking place. And globally, people are walking the streets. They're protesting. And we keep hearing the word justice. Justice for all. And even the voice of Roxy Washington, who's the mother of George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna. And in her words, she says, "We must continue to cry for justice." Justice in its simplest form means to set things right. It means to do right by people. The biblical justice goes beyond the courts and goes beyond the law. Justice is God's fair and impartial treatment of people. Let me tell you, as Christians, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are called to stand up for injustice. That's a part of our faith, is we look for the right and the good in people, and that's what God commands us to do. God is loving, and God is kind. He's also righteous. He's a holy God, and he is a just God. In our text today, we meet a minor prophet by the name of Amos. He's a shepherd and a fruit picker from a small community, but he has a big assignment, and that is to reach the people of God. It really is a lament, which means that it's heartfelt. It is a cry for repentance. And that's what our nation needs to do, is to repent. And time again, as you read the Bible, you will see that God will deliver his people, and they'll thank God. And then it's not long before they get too high on their horse, and they will turn away from him. Does that sound familiar? And the message that Amos has for the people of Israel, he says there's an impending doom because what? You've been disobedient. You've not done what God has asked you to do, what God has commanded you to do. You know, the parent in me and the parent in you would say, this is what I want you to do as a father or mother in my house. And when you don't do what you're told to do, there's a consequence. There's something that must be done because you didn't obey. God is the same way. The people of Israel were worshiping idol gods. They were greedy. Their leaders were corrupt. They oppressed the poor. And in so many words, Amos is speaking to our culture today. To obtain justice, I believe there has to be a sense of awareness, action, and accountability. Awareness. And when I looked at this text, I, of course, focused on the 24th verse that we've heard so often. But I had to back up for a moment. A friend of mine and always talking, he said, when you read a text, you can't just cherry pick something. You got to go back and give us some perspective and context. And so in verse 23, he writes, away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. Amos made the people aware that God was not pleased with their behavior. They had to be reminded of where God had brought them from, out of bondage. And we sometimes forget where God has brought us from. And so this was a word calling the people to repent. They had come out of a strange land, and they tried to impress God with their music and tried to impress God with the noise. And he says, very frequently, he rejected the noise. God didn't want to hear that. He did not want to hear their songs. He did not want to listen to their instruments. He had something else in mind. And sometimes we try to impress God. We don't deal with the main issue. We do other things, but God is very clear. Our awareness. Injustice is hard to ignore. It's hard to gloss over. It's hard to pretend that we don't see injustice, but we ought to see people as God sees them. Amen. He created all of us in his own image. We ought to see people through the blood of Jesus Christ. I mean, none of us, all of that. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we are called to embrace others. It is justice for all. I love what Jeremiah 6:10 says. It says, to whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. We've got to become more aware when it comes to justice for all. But there has to be some action. You got to do something. Amen. That's what I love about our faith. It's not just that I can read the Bible, but I got to do what the Bible says. In verse 24, but let justice roll on like a river and righteousness like a never failing stream. We heard this passage quoted in the speech that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave there in 1963 on the March on Washington, a march for for jobs, and for peace. And he was quoting the scriptures. But this is a command to let justice roll on like a river. Don't block justice. It's what God calls for. You know, and rivers are unique. They carry water and nutrients to all places in the earth. And rivers provide habitat and food for many of the earth's organisms. But there's no accident that he would say, justice roll like a river. It's a word picture. Amen? He didn't mean a literal river. He says like a river. And a river will flow. What are we to do? There's action that needs to take place. You say, well, I can't protest. I don't want to protest, or I'm of age where walking that far might be an issue for me. But there is something you can do. Pray. Pray for justice. And when it comes to prayer, we know that God will answer our prayer. God has answered our prayer. We got to build relationships with all people. We just know good people, period. They're people that we love. We don't say that, you know, they're my white friends or my black friends. They're just people who are my friends. And we have to start the conversation. We got to lobby government. There's something that has to be done. Everybody has a role to play. And check this out. You've got to vote. We hear that so often. It is a right. And I remember the first time when I turned 18 years of age, I went to vote. I had my license by then, so I could drive to vote. I was somebody. Amen. But we must let justice roll on like a river. That's the action. Micah 6 and 8 says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? And here it is. To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Justice for all. Awareness. Action. But there has to be, I believe, some accountability. The latter part of that verse, it says, and righteousness like a never failing stream. Accountability means that you have signed up for something. There is an obligation that you've given your word. We talk to the saints of old, they would say, a man's word is his bond. Sometimes a handshake would do it. Well, now you better get a lawyer to make sure that what you agree to is in writing. But we have to be responsible for what we do. Righteousness and justice are like twin towers. You need them both to be effective. Righteousness is the good deeds that are produced when there is justice. What about this flow? A stream connects other bodies of water. That sounds like unity. And the nation, the people of God, have to be in a place, in a position where we're accountable to each other. In fact, you ought to have someone who is your accountability partner. Somebody who checks on you. Somebody who pulls you up and says, you know what, we can do better. That's a good thing. That's what real friends are for, is to hold you accountable. The word says, to love yourself as your neighbor. It does not mean the person down the street. It means my brother and my sister. And as believers, we ought to set the example. Amen? If you say that you love Jesus, then you ought to love your brother. And that is what connects us. We've all been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ that makes us one. Amen? The word says he's no respecter of persons. I think we built that up. But thank God that justice is available, not for some, not for others, but justice ought to be for all, everybody. Again, I'll say it again. We ought to see people as God sees them. Word talks about how can you say that you love God, who you've never seen, but you hate your brother. That does not add up. 1 John 4:20 says, and there it is. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who has not seen? That becomes so important. There's a role that we must play. We can't get out of this and say, well, you know what? That's not my issue. That happened in a different state. I don't face that. What affects you ought to affect me. I am accountable to God. I'm accountable for what I do. I'm accountable for what I say. I'm accountable for how I live my life. I'm accountable for how I walk. The Bible says to walk in the Spirit, that you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't get a pass on this as believers. You don't get to say, you know what? It's not. No, it is your thing. It's my thing. It's a God thing. We've got to make sure there's justice for all. There's a quote I came across that says, our small acts of justice and righteousness fall like drops of rain on the desert. They may seem insignificant, but they seep through the layers and flow together into pools where all those tired from the journey can stop and refresh themselves. Isn't that good news? I'm reminded of the songs of old. And I'm old enough to say that I was born in the late 50s. So the 60s, I was just a 5-6-year-old boy when the movement began to evolve even more. And I would always hear the song. And I've sang this song before. We shall overcome someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. As I listened to that song and I thought about it, reflected upon it, someday ought to be today. Amen. The Bible says today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Not tomorrow, but today. Today is the day of salvation. And when Jesus began his ministry, he says, today, the scripture has been fulfilled. It was his trial sermon. It was today. We serve a God who is right now. Amen. And you remember the story of Zacchaeus. When Jesus came to town and Zacchaeus wanted to get a look at him, so he was a short man. He went into the tree and Jesus spotted him and says, today, I'm going to your house. And then once he got there, he says, today, salvation has come to your house. Aren't you glad that we serve a today God? Today. Today. He went to the cross. And that thief on the cross was there. He made a request. He believed on the cross. And he says, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus died for our sins. But no, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forevermore. This is the day for you to take action. This is the day for you to be aware. This is the day for you to pray for healing for our nation. This is the day to make a difference in someone else's life. Amen. And you've got to have that conversation. Say, I really want justice. I really want to do right by people and do right by family and do right by my community. And then we could say justice, not for some, but justice for all. Let's bow. Heavenly Father, we come today and we've been encouraged to get off of our seats of do nothing and to do something. We thank you, God, that you reminded the people of Israel that there's something that you have to do. You must allow justice to flow like a river and a stream. I pray even now, God, that this word might find root in the hearts of your people in Jesus' name. Well, I want to tell you how important it is to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you do that, he will accept you just the way you are. And here's what's key. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. This is the starting point. It's the foundation, is that we have to give our hearts to Jesus. You won't be surprised when he'll make a change in your life. If you believe that today, you can confess your sins to him right now. And he will make a difference in your life. And that makes such a difference in who you are. I thank him. Come as you are today, as we share this song with you. Come as you are, near the Spirit of God. will you come today to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? I want to certainly welcome one of our partners in this ministry. It's Rejoice Musical Soul Food Network. If you want encouragement, if you want gospel music, traditional music, all day long from your phone, wherever you are, I want to recommend that you check out Rejoice. You can find it on our website. Now, we do know that Rejoice carries our seeds of encouragement, and they're carried across the nation. It's all because we can encourage you. Amen. And, of course, we want to keep you informed, want to keep you up to date. And so we know that you're receiving updates. If you're not getting updates, we want to be able to connect you with all that's happening in the life of Harvest. Text, email, cometoharvest.org updates. And to give online, cometoharvest.org, give online. And we thank you who have sacrificed to plant seeds into the ministry. To God be the glory. You can't beat God-giving no matter how hard you try. Because the more you give, the more He will give. Isn't that key? Well, join us on Facebook. Join us by way of Instagram. Join us with all of our platforms. And if you were blessed today, share the word with someone else. I like throwing a watch party. In the world, I wasn't much of a party thrower. But I'll throw a watch party on Facebook. Let someone know that God is good and that He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. How many can say, God, you are good? I can say that today. From the entire staff here at Harvest Christian Ministries to the production team, thank you for stopping in. I'm still excited about that word. Do you want justice for all? It's possible. It's doable. You can do it today. Have a blessed day in the Lord.